Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eishet Torah. Our text is Life is Now. We're in chapter 57, the Joy, Courage, Love, and Serenity chant. How many times a day do you repeat the words joy, courage, love, and serenity? The more frequently you repeat these words, the greater amount of time your mind will be focused on four of the qualities that will make the biggest difference in your life. You will gain the most from chanting these words if you say them slowly with the intent to internalize these qualities. Imagine what it means to you specifically if you were to experience joy, courage, love for Hashem and for doing acts of kindness and serenity. Saying the words associated with those feelings and experiences will put those memories at the forefront of your consciousness. Keeping joy, courage, love, and serenity at the forefront of your consciousness will have a great impact on you. Remembering these qualities will influence the way you think, feel, speak, and act. What will your life be like if you made it a daily habit to repeat joy, courage, love, and serenity 5 times for 1 minute each session? You will only be able to find out by experimenting. Please note that this will only be an investment of 5 minutes a day. Spend 5 minutes a day programming and conditioning your mind to integrate and internalize 4 of the greatest qualities available. Be ready to notice the positive progress you will experience in your life. People who sincerely wanted to improve reminded themselves to chant this list whenever they walked through a doorway. Every time they opened the door and walked through, they said to themselves, joy, courage, love, I love you, Hashem, and I love kindness and serenity. Doing this mindfully for an entire month will make a big difference in anyone's life. If you're going to follow just one suggestion in the whole book of Life is Now, I would suggest that you create this positive habit. It's an easy habit to do, and it has tremendous impact. I suggested that someone repeat the words of this section a number of times each day. I also told him that he could make believe that he was a master of these 4 qualities. Just as the young children are easily able to play pretend games, we adults can really do so also. He suddenly exclaimed, I finally get it. I finally understand why I've always had a difficult time just acting the way I would if I had a positive pattern. It's because I kept telling myself that it's not authentic. I'm not really the way that I want to be. I'm really the way I am. It's not what I'm proud of, but I'm stuck with it. Young children, however, who are playing games and acting like storekeepers, teachers, parents, or playing any other make-believe games don't do this as a serious exercise. They're pretending. They view what they're doing as having fun. That enables them to be open to try out adult-like behavior. I now realize that I've been needlessly limiting myself. All I have to do is just pretend that I'm a little kid playing a game. I will play make-believe joy, make-believe courage, make-believe love for Hashem and love for other people, and make-believe serenity. I can't wait. Now I know I can do it because this is what I want to do. I don't want to make believe. I really want it to be part of me. But since I don't feel I'm there yet, by just pretending that I'm there, I start creating it. His playing make believe did wonders for him, especially when it came to courage. He reported, I've really spoken and acted with a level of courage that I would never have imagined I would be able to do. I'm totally committed to continue acting this way. Now I have a daily habit of telling myself, I'm a genius at joy, courage, love for Hashem, kindness, and serenity. It's having a powerful impact on my life. I still don't look at myself as being a genius in these areas, but I have seen tremendous improvement so far. I truly believe that if I keep repeating this and speaking and acting in ways that are consistent with these wonderful traits, this will become my actual reality. I visualize how much I will keep on gaining, and this keeps me motivated to persistently think, speak, and act in better ways than ever before.